Now, today's message is called Use Your Faith. Use Your Faith. Now, we've been hearing stories about how people are using their faith. You know, we're seeing great things happen when you're using your faith. Let's talk a little bit about faith. Last week, I talked about a little bit about faith, and I want to get back into that so we can kind of understand. Now, I read a verse here in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. It says, "Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." So when we're hoping for something and God gives us visions and dreams far beyond anything you've ever experienced in your life, when you start to see the visions and dreams of what God wants for your life, they are magnificent. They are incredible. They are beyond anything you've ever dreamed before. So when you see those dreams that God starts to reveal, He starts to reveal that vision, you start to have a hope for that. There's no evidence of that hope, though, to start with, right? You've got no proof of it when you look around that you're going to be living in that mansion. You've got no proof yet that you're going to have that loving relationship yet. You know, when you look around, when He first shows you that, you've got no proof that you're going to be able to heal the entire world, you know, as Richard saw. You got no proof of that yet in the beginning. But you've got a hope. You've got a hope. And it says here, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is what makes that dream become a reality. It's what adds the substance to it. It's what materializes it and brings it into the physical. The faith does. So we need faith to manifest or make dreams become reality. We need faith to take what is out there or what is in here and create it right here, to manifest it right here and right now. We need faith. Faith is that substance that brings things to pass. Now, we talked last week also that faith, that we have our spiritual being, our spiritual body, and we have a physical body. Every one of you does. Don't worry, you didn't lose yours. It's still there. You've got a physical body. Hopefully you're recognizing it sitting in this chair here with me. And then you've got a spiritual body also. And some of you may not be aware of that. And you might think, oh, I misplaced it. Don't worry. It's right there with you. The spiritual body is already in a heavenly place. It's already in a wonderful heavenly place. And yet it's superimposed right over this physical body. So they're not separate. Don't think of them like two separate yous. Oh, man, I'm schizophrenic or something. Bipolar. No, no. You're right there. They're laid one over the top of the other. And we want to shift our attention from the physical body, because we've been paying attention to the physical body since the day we were born. Somebody change my diapers. Somebody feed me. Somebody give me some clothes. Dad, can I have the car? You know, we've been paying attention to what we want from the physical body. But our spiritual life, our spiritual body is far more powerful and far greater, and it's also eternal. This physical body is temporary. We're just here for a short time. Hopefully 100 years, 120 years, that'd be good, right? You know, but it's still temporary. It's only 100 years, 120 years. But the spiritual body is eternal, forever. It's always going to be there. It's always going to be working. It's always going to have a great life. So we want to start to use the power of the spiritual body and bring it into this physical life, because that's what starts to manifest great things. That's what starts to change our situations and our circumstances as we start to look beyond the physical and seeing what has been laid up for the spiritual. And I talked about how you feed your physical body, but you also got to feed your spiritual body, because your spiritual body needs to be strengthened, needs to grow, needs to get stronger. And our spiritual body doesn't eat food, so it's not based on nutrition or vitamins. You might be taking a whole bunch of vitamins, hoping to feed your spiritual body. That's not going to work, because our spiritual body doesn't get stronger from vitamins or minerals. Our physical body does. And yes, we need to take care of it. We should watch what we're eating. We should exercise. We want this physical body to stay in as good a shape as we can, so we can do the things in the physical world that we need to do, that we're being guided from the spiritual. So spiritual is going to be telling us what we need to do. We want this body to be equipped, the physical body to be equipped and ready to do that. So what's feeding the spiritual body? It's the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So our faith, which is the power to manifest and create things, is coming through hearing the words of God. And that is what is feeding our spirit. Our spirit is feeding on what God is saying. Jesus said, "The words that I speak to you are spirit, they are life." So what Jesus was only saying what his Father said. He wasn't talking about his Father, the carpenter. You know, he's talking about his Father, God in heaven. So he was only saying what God was saying. God is only speaking the words of the Spirit. Jesus was repeating them. So he was speaking the words of the Spirit and the words of life. And that is the whole plan of God. And so as you receive the words of life, the words of the Spirit, it fuels, strengthens your spirit, and your faith begins to grow. Your faith starts to get stronger. Your faith is believing the promises of God, believing that, yes, what God has shown me, if God says I'm blessed and highly favored, I believe that's true. And as your faith grows, it becomes more and more and more real to you. You don't have any doubts about it. You just have confidence that that's who I am. God said that's who I am. That's who I am. If God is saying that you're healed, now your confidence in that healing starts to grow. I'm healed. Doesn't matter what the doctors say. I'm healed. And now your confidence gets so great and your faith gets so strong that what happens? The health manifests. The sickness is taken out. The sickness cannot exist there. It cannot stay there. Because the spiritual is stronger. And when we're speaking the words of life, which are the words of faith, into that sickness, the sickness has to flee. It's the same as darkness. If I turn on the light, the darkness has to go. It can't stay behind. So we need to fuel that spiritual body so we get stronger, so that our faith grows. We need bigger faith. We need that faith to grow and get stronger. And today I say, use your faith. Because another way, at the same time as we're receiving the word of God, so as we understand and receive what God is saying about me, my faith is growing. I now need to put my faith into action. I need to use it because it's much like my body. If I go to the gym and I begin to work out and lift weights, what happens? I get sore. Right? But after the soreness, the muscles start to grow and get bigger, right? They start to prepare that, whoa, that weight was heavy. I've got to do something about that to get a little bit stronger. And next time I go to the gym, I lift that same weight, it's going to feel a little easier than the first time. Because my body is adapting and growing. And each time I work out and lift more weight, my muscles get a little bigger, they get a little stronger, and now I'm prepared, my physical body is prepared to lift even more weight. See how that, you know, you guys know how that works. I'm sure all of you understand that. Same thing is going on with our spiritual body. Once we've got the faith in there, now we need to begin to use it. If we don't use it, we lose it. Same as our body. Our physical muscles, if we don't use them, they atrophy, they get skinny, they get weak. Pretty soon I start to wheeze. I'm talking about myself here. I start to wheeze and cough as I try to get from the sofa to the refrigerator for another snack. Because I'm out of shape. And this has happened to me because I was sedentary and not doing the things that I needed to do. So you don't use it, you lose it. So you got to get in there and start to get active. Same thing with our faith. Our faith is growing because we're receiving the word of God. We're meditating on it. We're getting revelation about it. Our spirit is getting stronger. Faith is getting bigger. Faith is a thing that manifests the substance. It's what puts substance into the things we're dreaming of, we're hoping for. So I want that bigger. But now how do I grow it stronger? I've got to use it. How do we use the words of faith? We've been talking about this all morning. You begin to speak them. You start to speak the words of faith. I am blessed and highly favored. The minute you proclaim that, even though there's no evidence to go along with that, you already have put faith into action. You have now put faith into action in your life. And now it's going out. Faith is going out from you and going to work. The good thing is you can go to sleep. Faith is still working for you. That's kind of nice. It's kind of nice to know that once you release the faith that's built up, once you release it, it's going to go out there and continue working even if you're busy watching TV or taking a nap. Because you've released the power of God. The power of those words, the words of the Spirit, have built up your faith. And now by faith, you've said, I'm blessed and highly favored. The power has gone out. And this is why we don't have to toil or work hard. We're letting God do the work. And I want to say, one of the things we have to know is we're not doing it on our own. Now, when I used to hear that I'm not doing it on my own, or you're not doing it from your own power, my mind would think, oh, so I don't have to do it. That means God's going to do it for me. And what that would do is it make me sit back and do nothing. Because if I'm not supposed to use my own power to do it right, that means I should be resting and God's going to do the work. And that's a little bit mixed up because that's not the way that it works. When we're saying you're not doing it of your own power, it means you're not doing it on your own. You're not just going to decide, I need to do this and run out. You're going to first get guidance. What did God say about it in His Word? Now, if God said what to do, now you can start to put that into alignment. You know, like, for example, if you're sick and you're wondering, okay, I'm sick, I need to get healed, and you try to do it on your own, you might go to the gym, exercising, you start taking a lot of supplements, you start taking all, you know, doing all this stuff that you think is healthy. But that's on your own still. You're trying to get healthy on your own. The more you go to the gym, the more you're trying to get fitter and fitter and fitter. That's not going to necessarily heal what has made you sick. But now, if you get a word from the Lord, if you get a dream, or God gives you guidance, or you're reading His Word and you get a revelation that I need to do this, I need to go and see this particular person, or I need to take this particular supplement, like you get it in a dream, or you receive guidance, and you know, it's God speaking to me, God is telling me right now, this is what I need to do. Now you're going to go do that, you're going to put it into action, you're going to go do it, and you're going to say, I'm healed, and you take whatever it was that God has suggested, or go see whoever it was God said to, you know, to see, or do whatever God said to do. You're not working on your own, you're working together with God. So you're not using your own power, but by faith, by words of faith, you're using the power of God, and then you're taking action. Okay? So you're taking action in alignment with what God has said. So you're releasing those words by saying, I'm healed. Those are the words of faith. And then you're taking action based on what God has guided you to do. Because you can do a lot of running around, a lot of activity, try to get something done, and if you're doing it on your own, the power of faith's not working for you. The power of God is not working for you. You're just burning a lot of energy. But when you release the words of faith, now the power goes out and starts to go to work for you already. And then you take the action behind it. Kind of like Joe. Once Joe agreed with me that he had a job, right? That job was already ready for him. It was already there. A week later, his friend walks into the store and tells him where the job is. See, Joe had the job the minute he agreed with me. Joe had the job. The minute we prayed, Joe said, I'm believing for that. Yes, Ted. And I said, okay, Joe. He already had the job. Where is the job? Joe doesn't know yet. But a week later, the friend comes in and now tells him where the job is that he already got a week before. You see? Because you're working by faith. He released his words of faith. I got a job. He's already got it. The minute he says that, he's got the job. You already got to believe you've got the job. A week later now, because he stayed in believing, yes, I got the job. A week later, the friend comes in and tells him where the job is. Now he goes to the interview, which is, it's merely a technicality that go to the interview because he's already got the job. Yes, amen to that. But see, he didn't do it on his own. He could have gone out and sent out 1,000 resumes and called up 100 people and talked to everybody he knowed and, you know, looked under every bush and every tree trying to find a job. And Joe would have sent out a lot of paper, you know, and he may not have gotten the job that God had planned for him. See, so he would have been doing it on his own. Versus now he releases the words of faith. And now he goes into action because he didn't go set it there. He didn't go home and put his feet up on the sofa. He still had actions to do. And he spoke to the friend. And the friend said, hey, I know where your job is. Joe said, I got a job. And the friend said, I know where it is. So now he's got it. So you see how that works? So we're not doing it on our own. We are using the power of God with us. We are working together with God. It's easier to do it with Him. God's already planned everything out for you. God's orchestrated. So all things are working together for good to make it happen. That's why when Joe got to the interview, there was somebody there that recognized them and said, I know this guy. Hey, this is a good guy. I'm going to put in a word for him. In other words, it was already prepared. See, everything was already prepared for him to step into that job because he spoke those words of faith. So we're not doing it on our own. So when we want to use the faith. Now, we are using the faith for small things to start with because we're trying to build it up. You know, Jesus says, let me read this part. Here it says in Matthew 21:21, Jesus answered and said to them, "Assuredly, I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also if you say to this mountain, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' it will be done." So Jesus is saying you can have the faith to say to that mountain, "Be moved and be cast into the sea," and it will be done. But it's kind of hard for some of us to start off right from nothing to moving mountains, right? So that's a pretty big step. And so what I find is we try to build up slowly. We believe for parking spaces and shoes, you know, to start off with. We believe for small things, and we start to use our faith. Why? Because we haven't used it a lot. The muscle's not big enough yet. You can't go to the heavy weights right away. The mountain's pretty heavy. You start off with the small weights, right? And then your faith starts to get stronger. You're building the muscles. Now you can start to believe for bigger things like cats coming home and jobs. Right? Because your faith has grown, your muscles have gotten a little bigger. Now you start to believe for something bigger. But you got to keep using that faith. If you decide not to use the faith for a few days, what's going to happen? It's going to start to atrophy. You got to use your faith every day. Look for something to use your faith in every day. Because we want to keep building those muscles and building those muscles. And why do we need those muscles to get bigger? Because Jesus said, "The things that I do, you will do also, and greater things than these you will do." Jesus said, "You will do greater things than he did." Well, we're going to need to get our faith up there if we're going to do what he did, because he's walking on water and he's stopping storms. He's telling storms what to do. The next time you see a lightning storm or hailstorm coming into your neighborhood, think about that. You've got the power to speak words of faith to that storm and change its direction. Say amen to that.
Amen.
You've got that power. But see, I want you to start using your faith on everything so you can get to the point where your faith is so big, now you can take on a storm. Right? Now you can take on a deadly disease that the doctor says will not heal. Your faith has gotten big enough that now you can say, "Oh yeah, I'm telling you to move, and I'm telling you, cancer, to get into the sea." Because now your faith has gotten bigger. So we use our faith. We got to use it every day. We got to speak those words of faith. Liza's always saying, "I'm blessed and highly favored," and my goodness, I don't know a time when she doesn't find a parking spot that's right at the front. But that faith has got to get bigger still. Her faith's got to grow, because God needs her to walk on water. God needs her to heal the sick. God needs her to, you know, as he said, you know, we've got to get to the point where we can believe to heal the whole world. Your faith has got to grow into that. Now, we're not using our own faith. We're using the faith of Jesus. Jesus' faith is perfect. So we're believing if he could do that, and I've got the same faith inside of me, and he said I could do with the things he does, then I got his faith also. So if I can believe that I've got that kind of faith, and that might be a good thing, just a good place to start. Start understanding. I've got the same faith that Jesus got, so that I can do the same things that he did and greater things he said. So if we have that understanding, you're not doing it of your own. You're using the power of God. God's already said what you're capable of doing in his word. By him saying that now and you beginning to believe it, your faith starts to grow. You've got his faith on the inside. Now as his faith grows, start to use it so it can get strengthened up. Start to use it for everything. Can't find my car keys. Start finding the scriptures that in God's word that are going to help you to find those keys so you can speak words of faith about those keys. Or you could hire the Boy Scouts to go through and tear up your whole house looking for the keys. That's the physical. Or you can start to talk to God and use His word to bring those keys home. If God can bring a cat home, God can bring hundreds and thousands of people home. Where is their home? Their home is in heaven with God. Their home is God's love. And if God can bring a cat home, God can bring millions of people home. And it's a matter of us believing together. The same way we did with Emily's cat, we believed together and it brought the cat home. Everybody was in alignment. Everybody was in one accord. Everybody was believing together. And we kept saying, this cat is home. This cat is... Now, Emily had no evidence. She's looking around going, well, Ted says the cat's home. I don't see it. Something was eating the food outside. I don't know if it was my cat. Might have been a raccoon. You know, but she's got no evidence. But still, she's saying, my cat is home. My cat is home. She's speaking what God is doing. God watched over it, protected it, brought it home. Same thing, though. We're going to build that faith up even bigger now. And we're going to start to proclaim that He's bringing people home. All the people that are in darkness and falsity in the world can come into the light, and that's them coming home. You know, that's us coming home when we come out of the darkness and we come into the light. And that's the power that He's given us. We can start to proclaim that right now. And as a group, if we continue to believe every single person in falsity, I'm proclaiming the light upon them. I'm proclaiming God's love upon them. That light is getting into them. And if we keep saying they have received the light of God, they have received the light of God in Jesus' name. If we keep saying that, they're going to start having dreams like Richard did. They're going to start having dreams. God's going to start to reveal to them spiritual things. Their eyes are going to open. And they're going to see what they've been doing has been hurting somebody or been devastating to themselves. And once their eyes open, they're going to want to do something different. You can't get through to them on the physical just talking to them. They can't hear you. They can't see you. No matter how much you try to convince them, no matter how eloquent you are, you know, you could make the most eloquent speech ever that's so crystal clear, but if their mind is clouded in darkness, they can't hear the words of love. But from the inside, by you using your faith and proclaiming the light upon them, the light will go to work. Faith will go to work. And it'll work while you're sleeping. It'll work while you're doing your day job. It'll work while you're talking with your friends. Faith is still working to get in there to bring the light to the people that are in the darkness and open their eyes. That's why we need to keep using our faith. We got to continue to grow it so we can be ready for greater things. Use your faith. Do something with it. Put it into action. Every day, look for a place where you can speak the words of faith. Now, you don't need faith if you see something. So if you've already got you just bought your car and your Mercedes is sitting there out there on the street, you don't have to say, I believe I got a Mercedes. Well, you can see it out there. You don't need faith for that, right? Don't use faith for that. You don't need faith for that. You see the car. You need faith for the car you don't see. Joe's believing for a car he doesn't see yet. But we say, Joe's got a car. Now Joe's going to start proclaiming that. And pretty soon we're going to look out there and then we will see that car. Amen? Amen? So we're going to use the words of faith for the things we don't see. You know, we don't need faith if we already see it. You know, you don't need faith for that. You can see it. And that's the kind of faith we're talking about. So there's no evidence of it. Because God, when God is giving you dreams, when He's speaking to you about your life and the future of your life, He has got an incredible hope for you. He wants you to do amazing things. And you might think, I blew it. I wasted too much time. I'm too old. I'm past it. I missed it. I had my chance to do something great and I didn't take it. Don't worry. Your chance to do something great is ahead of you, not behind you. Your greatest days are still ahead of you. God's dream for you hasn't died. He's got a perfect plan. And He'll put you right back on track today. Today, He will put you on track this day. I got to say, that's something that Lee proclaimed on the day that Emily's cat was found. And there was a spotting, a sighting of Emily's cat. And Lee proclaimed, I think it was at 1:45, today is the day that this cat is found. Amen. And that cat was back at home that night. We've got to remember, we've got power over time as well. so that when we proclaim by words of faith, things happen. And that's what we need to be doing on a regular basis. Use your faith. It will get stronger. It will get greater. And now that faith, which is really God's faith, will go out there and begin to manifest the things. God has a great life for you. An amazing life for you. Say amen to that.
Amen.
You receive it. He's got a life beyond dreams, and it's still in front of you. It's still in front of you. And all you've got to do today to start living that life is, if you felt like you made a mistake or you got off track, just say, God, I receive your forgiveness. He's already given his forgiveness. So all you have to do is say, I receive it. I receive your forgiveness. And I'm ready. I'm ready to get back on track and do the things that you said I could do. I'm ready to live an amazing life. I'm ready to be blessed and highly favored like Liza.
Amen.
Say amen to that.
Do, do, do.